Next one, brothers and sisters. Darrastu fi madarisil mamlikati. No, fi then madarisi. Why madarisi? Because it came as a mudaf. What is mudaf ilayhi? Al mamlikati. So now because it has come mudaf, it will accept kasra. Got the idea? Fine. Next one, brothers and sisters. Darrastu fi kasirin minal madari si. Why madari si now? Al has come. So remember this rule, brother. Two rules. Mamnu means sarf. If it becomes mudaf, then it will accept kasra. Or if it is decorated with al, then it will accept kasra. I think we should read the other one also. It refers to mankus. I'm sure the rulings of mankus is still fresh in your mind. If you have any doubts, you go back to lesson number 1, book 3. The mankus noun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? When it is marfu, it has got tanween, kasra. When it is majrur, it has got tanween, kasra. But if it is mansu, then the fatha becomes normal. Okay, and we have studied it, and inshallah you will remember how to analyze it, inshallah. So here we have the third root, al-mankus. Minal jumu'il mutanahi. It is on the pattern of mafailu. Yu'amalu mu'amalatal mankusi. Are you with me? You treat it like a mankus. If it is on the pattern of mafailu. If it is on the pattern of muntahal jumu'i. If it is on the pattern of al jumu'u mutanahi. You treat it as you treat the mankus. Fatuh zafu ya uhu. Brother and sister, the ya is dropped, isn't it? The ya is dropped. And instead of ya, you get, what do you get? Tanween. Rafan wajaran. Wa yunawwanu. So, first thing is the ya is dropped, and then you give it a tanween. Got the idea? Nahu, examples. Study it properly and look at it carefully, brothers and sisters. Al marfu. Hadhihi al kalimatu. What is hadhihi al kalimatu? What is hadhihi? Mubtada. What is kalimatu? Badal. Put a line. Why did I say you to put line? Why did I tell you to put a line? Why did I tell you to put a line? Because Jumla Ismiya is coming as a khabar. Laha. What is laha? Jar majrur. Okay. Shibu Jumla khabar. What is ma'anin? Mubtada. It's marfu. Wa alamatu rafaihi dammatul muqaddara alal yai mazufati. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? The ya has been dropped. No, you have to be always very sharp and alert when you see mankus. I always enjoy analyzing mankus because you can use all your knowledge of grammar and say it beautifully, inshallah. Fine, brothers and sisters. So, ma'anin is marfu. Ba'alamatu rafa'ihi ad-dammatul muqaddara al-al-ya'i. Mazufati. Fine, brother and sister. That is why kasiratun, what is kasiratun? It is not kasiratin, it is kasiratun. Why kasiratun? Because ma'anin is marfu. Then you will say al-jumlatul ismiyatu laha ma'anin kasiratun. Al-jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahalli rafa'in khabar. Khabar for what? Hadhihi, mashallah, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Mansub, when it is mansub, everything is normal. Arifu, I know. What do you know? Ma'aniya. Brother, why single? Why single, Fatah? Sister Maimuna, why Ma'aniya, single, Fatah? Because it is Mamnu min sarf. What is the wazan? Mafa'ilu. Are you with me? Ma'anin. It is actually Ma'aniyu. Are you with me? So when it becomes mansub, it will say Ma'aniya. If you keep the wazan of Mafa'ilu and Mafa'ilu in your mind all the time, inshallah, you'll find it very easy. So, brothers and sisters, what is ma'anin? It is ma'ani you. What is the pattern? Mafa'ilu. So, it is mamnu min sarf. So, if it becomes mansub, it will have a single fata. Why? Because it is mamnu min sarf. Because it is a diptote. Got the idea? Lihadhihi al-kalimati. Okay. So, let us analyze it, brothers and sisters. Arifu is fail and file. Ma'aniya, what is ma'aniya? Mafulun bihi. What is kasiratan? Nat. Li hadihi jar majrur. What is kalimati? Badal. Masha'Allah, masha'Allah. Al majrur. Tusta'malu. What is tusta'malu? Majhul. What is the verb? Istamala. What is the root? Amira, see, alhamdulillah. You can easily figure out. Tustamalu hadhihi al-kalimatu. Translation, brothers and sisters. No, this word, kalimatu here singular. This word is used with many meanings. With many meanings. Fine, brothers and sisters. So, tustamalu is your fi'lun mudari'un. Are you with me? Lil majhul. Where is naif fa'il? Hadhihi is your naif fa'il. Okay. And what is al kalimatu? Badal. Very good. B harf char. Where is ism majrur? Ma'anin. How will you define ma'anin? Ma'anin. Okay. Now, because it is mankus, and it is on the pattern of mafa'ilu, it will be like this, brothers and sisters. Ma'aniyu. What is this ma'aniyu? Marfu. Make it mansub. Make it majrur. Are you with me? Why? It's mamnu min sarf. Are you with me? So how do we analyze it? How do you analyze bima'anin? Sister Sukhaina, how will you analyze it? You'll say, b harf char, ma'anin, it is ism majrur. Wa alamatu jarrihi al fatahtu muqaddara alal ya'i mahzufati, and then you will say li annahu mamnu min sarf. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? We are going very much in detail. If it is mankus, and if it is on the pattern of mafa'ilu, then it is mamnu min sarf. So how will you describe mamnu min sarf? Brothers and sisters, that is why. You know, Arabic makes you think. And when you think and think, your mind becomes more powerful. It becomes very strong. And that is the reason, brothers and sisters, the Muslims were the pioneers of algebra and the science of astronomy. And without instruments, they created the science of astronomy. The microscope and they were all, telescope were invented later on. In the early stages of the science of astronomy, there were no instruments. They used to think, they used to observe, and they were masters of mathematics. They could calculate everything. That is the reason. Inshallah, someday we'll again follow the footsteps of our forefathers, inshallah. So are you with me, brothers and sisters? So if I say, I'll repeat again, bi ma'anin. Ma'anin is ism majrur wa alamatu jarrihi al-fatahtu muqaddara ala al-ya'i ma'zufati li'annahu mamnu min as-sarf. Got the idea? Now this kind of a question will only come when you are sitting in your MA examination to describe it. Okay? Or you are doing your graduate studies. Then these things will come to you, inshallah. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? What is kasiratin? Naat. Huh? Okay. Inshallah, we studied quite a bit. And now I want to go to the main lesson. When you keep your hallo tamarin beside you, brother and sister, because you got to understand everything the way Dr. Saab has described. And it is so beautiful and it is so very easy, brothers and sisters. You are so lucky you have this hallo tamarin. When we were studying this lesson, it was not very easy for us. But for you, it has become, what has it become? Alwapuri. Okay, it's very easy now, brothers and sisters. I recommend that you should use two highlighters. One highlighter for Mamnu Min As-Sarf. The second highlighter, that Mamnu Min As-Sarf, okay, accepted kasra. And you will see why it accepted kasra. Why will it accept kasra, Sister Abir? Either it is mudaf or it is decorated with al. Only in these two cases it will accept kasra. So you got to figure out. So use a different highlighter, different color highlighter for the mamnu min sarf, a diptote which accepted kasra. Ready, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Aina Williamu. What will you say? Aina Williamu, brothers and sisters? Williamu is diptote. Why? What will you say? Alamun ajamiun. Khalas. But you can say li annahu. See, look at the column in the hallo tamarin. Keep that in front of you, Sister Hafsa. Keep it in front of you. All of you, keep the hallo tamarin in front of you. So that you can refer to it the way Dr. Saab has explained it. There are two columns. Al-asma'ul mamnu'atu min as-sarf. The nouns which are diptote. And then sababul man'i, the reason of its not accepting the tanween. The reason of not accepting tanween. Man'i is to prevent. It is forbidden to decline fully. Are you with me? Man'i, what is man'i? It's the master from man'a. Yamna'u. Okay. Safara illa Makkah. What is Makkata? So our first diptote was William. Safara ila Makkata. What is Makkata, brother? Muannas. So what will you say? Li'annahu alamun muannasun. Li'annahu alamun muannasun. Very good, brothers and sisters. Ma'a with akribaihi. Alladhina da'u min landana. Safara ila Makkata ma akribaihi alladhina ja'u min landana. Min landana. Okay, brother. What is landana? Mamnu min sarf. Why? Li'annahu ajamin. See how beautifully Dr. Saab has given. In the absence of that hallo tamarin, we will be struggling to figure out how to express it. Now you can very easily understand the terms. Everybody got halothamarin? Keep it open, brother. All of you. In front of you. Now I see another noun. Akribau. What is akribau? Akribau is your noun, which is makhtumun. Makhtumun bi alifit tanithi mamduda. Mamduda. Akribau. Are you with me? Let me write it down, brother and sister. I'm running out of space, but I'll still write down, inshallah. Akribau. Why it is dipped out? Li'annahu makhtumun. It is ending. Bi alifit anithi mamduda. What is alif? Itanisi mamduda. Alif followed by hamza. But brothers and sisters, it got a kasra here. Why? Because it is mudaf. Where is mudaf ilayhi? Damir. So that is why it got a kasra. It accepted kasra. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Make a note of it. Or as I said, if you use a different highlighter, then inshallah when you will study, it will become very clear. If you do not have two highlighters, then I would recommend you to circle it with pencil. You will only circle those diptotes with pencil which are accepting kasra now. And there are only two reasons for it. Either it is mudaf or it is decorated with al, inshallah. Kaifa halu Georgian? Kaifa halu Georgian? Brother, Georgian, it has got a tanween. This is a foreign name. It should not have tanween. No. Inshallah, we are going to study. We are going to study and learn. Brother and sister, all foreign names are mamnu min sarf. Except the names with three letters. Not only that, but in a three-letter foreign name, there should be a sukun on the middle letter. Look at it. Jor, Jun. Are you with me? How many letters, brothers and sisters, in Jor, Jun? Where is the sukun? In the middle. In the middle. Three letters. The second letter got a sukun. I think the handout that we gave you, brothers and sisters, there is a clear-cut explanation. Non-Arabic proper nouns, except a masculine proper noun with three letters, the second being sakin. Did you get it? If you want to highlight that, you highlight that. Look at the handout, brother and sister. Now, this is all explained in the key very beautifully. And we are going to study it also in the dars. Did you understand, Sister Abhi? Three-letter foreign noun, proper noun. But in the middle, it is sukun. Here we go again, brother and sister. Ibrahimu, Ismailu, Yaqubu, Ishaqu. Now I say nu hun. Why hun? The three-letter word, there's a sukun. Lutun. Why? That is the reason. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah, you'll keep that in mind. Georgian al-yom. How is George today? Kanat bihi. Kanat bihi humma. What is humma? Fever. He had fever. Brothers and sisters, kanat has come. The verb is monas. Kana and kanat. Where is the verb? Kana. What is the ta doing here? Tautanis. Where is this Mukana? Humma. He said, Muannas. That is why the Tautanisi came. Where is Khabar Kana? Bihi Jar Majur Shibujumla Khabar. Fi Mahalli Nasbin. Very good. How will you describe Humma? Li'annahu. It is Mamnumin Sarf. It is Mamnumin Sarf. Li'annahu Makhtumun Bi Alifit Tanithi Maksuda. Look at the Hallo Tamari, brothers and sisters. We are always starting with Li'annahu because it is Mamnumin Sarf. It has been prevented from declension, complete declension. It is Mu'arab, but it has does not decline fully. Why? Li'annahu. We'll start our explanation with Li'annahu. Fine, brothers and sisters. Hu al-yawma. He is today. Hu al-yawma ahsanu. Alhamdulillah. What is ahsanu? Ahsanu. Sifatun. It is khabar. It is sifatun. Ala wazani afa'ala. Are you with me? Ala wazani afa'ala. That's the way you will describe. Liannahu sifatun ala wazani afa'ala. Okay. Fine, brothers and sisters. Now, al-mudarris. Hadhihi dafatiru. Dafatiru, brothers and sisters. It is mamnum in sarf. Why? Li'annahu ala wazani muntahil juma. Li'annahu ala wazani muntahil juma'i. You'll write down like that. Talhata. Mamnum in sarf. It's majrur with fatah. Why? Li'annahu alamun muannasun. Got the idea? Inshallah. Wa yazida. Why? Yazida. Liannahu ala wazani fi'al. What is it? Ala wazani fi'al. How does Dr. Sahib write? Ala wazani fi'al. What kind of a verb will you say? Ba'a yabi'u. Okay, got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. And then, wa umara li'annahu alamun ma'dulun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? If you look into Hallo Tamarin, everything will be very, very clear. You can look on the board also, brothers and sisters. It's little down. Li'annahu alamun ma'dulun. Fine, brothers and sisters. What is the next one? Wa ma'di kariba. What is ma'di kariba? Li'annahu. Now there is a long name. Li'annahu murakabun tarkiban majziyan. Are you with me? Murakabun. What is murakabun? Compound. What kind of a word is this? Rakkaba yurakkibu. Murakkab. And then, tarkiban. What is tarkiban? Master. What is this master doing here? And it is mansub. Mafulun mutlak. And majzi yan is your naat. Okay. It means, it is a compound, but it's as... It's not mudaf mudaf ilayhi. It is not naat manut or anything. It's just one word, okay? It's a mixed compound, you can say. Okay, fine, brothers and sisters. Ainahum, where are they? Yazid replies, Ha nahnu ula'i. Here we are. Ula'i. Brother, what is this ula'i? Okay. I would write down, brothers and sisters. As I said, I'm running out of space, but I will still try. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Olai. Duna kaf. Without kaf means near. Put kaf, olai ka lil baid. Are you with me? If you put the kaf in olai ka, then that is ismu ishara lil baid. But if you remove kaf from it, then it becomes lil kareeb. Make a note of it. See, these are small, small things, but we got to write down the notes, and inshallah, when you will remind and when it will come in front of you from anywhere, your mind will immediately remember it, and you will be able to figure out without any difficulty. Did you get it, Sister Sukhaina? Olai, without kaf, means near. Here we are. We are near you. Okay? Taktubuna fi dafatirikum. Brothers and sisters, dafatiru, dafatira, dafatira. Now we have fi dafatirikum. There is a kasra. Because it is muda. Use a different highlighter. Ashiya'a. What is Ashiya'a? Shayun. Ashiya'u. Here it is Ashiya'a. Is mafulun bihi. But what kind of a noun it is? It is diptot. Why? Li'annahu makhtumun bi alifit tanisi mamduda. Mamduda. I think there could be a mistake in the key. Sister Hafsa, read it. No, please change that. There is a typo there. Somebody made a mistake in typing. What will you write down? Just write down this, brothers and sisters. Just write down this. What is it? لِأَنَّهُ مَخْتُمٌ بِأَلِفِ التَّانِثِ الْمَمْدُودَةِ. Because there is an alif followed by hamza. So it will fall in this category. So change the wording in your halo tamarin. At home, inshallah, you can write it out and write down with pen, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters. La silata laha bidars. Translation, brothers and sisters. Taktubuna fi dafatirikum ashiya'a la silata laha bidars. You are writing in your notebooks things. Things, many things. It has no bearing or connection with the dars. Why are you writing? In the notebook of dars, why are you writing? Are you watching the line, brother and sister, reading? La nafiyatul ilm. La silata. Absolutely, absolutely, there is no connection of it with the dars. Okay, brothers and sisters. What is the answer? Madi Karibu is now answering. Madi Karibu is answering. Nasma'u min ulama'a. What is ulama'a? What will you say? Mamnumun sarf li'annahu makhtumun bi alifit ta'nithil mamduda. And it is all there in the key. Got the idea? Fine. Masaila. Masaila. Mafailu. Mafaila. What will you say? Mamnu min sarf. Liannahu ala wazani muntahil jumoi. Got the idea, brother and sister? It is very easy now. We got to just understand these terms. And inshallah, if you read the Hallo Tamarin couple of times, all these expressions will become part of your memory, inshallah. Nasma'u min ulama'a masaila shar'iyatan aw nahviyatan fa naktubuha fi hadhihi dafati. Why dafatiri al haskam, muhalla bi al, it is decorated with al. Very good, brothers and sisters. Al ahsanu, the best thing is, what is the best? An tukhassisu. What is the verb? Khassasa. To set it apart. To separate it. You know, make a special book, you know. Khassasa is to set apart. Li hazihil masaili. Li hazihil masaili. Muhalla bil al. It is no longer mamnu min sarf. It's mu'arab now, completely mu'arab. Why? Because now it got decorated with al. Li hadhihi al masaili dafatira. Now dafatira. Li harf jar. Hadhihi ism majrur. Masaili badal. What is dafatira? It is mafulun bihi. Dafatira is mafulun bihi. Mustaqillatan. What is the meaning of mustaqillatan? Separate, independent. Dafatira, mustaqillatan. So dafatira is, brothers and sisters, mamnu min sarf, li'annahu ala wazni muntahil jumu'i. Clear? Okay, now this is a very interesting noun here, brother and sister. Mustaqillatan. What kind of a verb is this? And what kind of a noun is this? This is ism fa'il. What is the verb? Istaqalla. Form tem. Istaqalla. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Istaqalla has many meanings. Has many meanings. And one of the meanings is to be independent. Make a master out of it. What will be the master? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What is the meaning of istiqlal? Independence. Okay. Now let us make out Independence Day. In Canada, we have July 1st. In USA, it is July 4th. So what will you call it? I have to put Alif Lam now. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Eidul Istiqlali. What is the meaning of Eidul Istiqlal? Independence Day. Write down. Independence Day. Eidul Istiqlal means Independence Day. Eidul Istiqlal. Fine, brothers and sisters. Ikra' darsa ya Marwanu. Marwanu has come. It is mamnu min sarf. Why? Li'annahu makhthumun bi alifin wa nunin za'idataini. Are you with me? It is ending with alif and noon extra. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. لِأَنَّهُ عَلَمٌ. It is a name. لِأَنَّهُ عَلَمٌ مَخْتُومٌ بِعَلَفٍ وَنُونٍ زَائِدَتَيْنِ. Okay, brothers and sisters. قَالَ تَعَالَى أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَأَدِلُوا. Okay. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. ذَا قُرْبَى. Okay? Brothers and sisters, and you look at it and analyze it. First of all, Qurba. What is Qurba? It's Mamnu min Sarf. Relatives. Near relatives. لِأَنَّهُ مَخْثُمٌ بِأَلِفِ التَّانِثِ تَانِثِ مَخْسُورَ. It's a ya, dotless ya. Okay, fine. Iza, what is Iza, brothers and sisters? Iza sharf. غَيْرُ جَازِمٍ. Okay, fine, brothers and sisters. Kultum, translation. Iza kultum, what will be the translation? Iza kultum. When you say or when you speak, fa'dilu. Why fa has come? Why? Talab. What is the next word? Amar. Adala. Ya'dilu. Be fair. Be impartial. Be just. Do things justly, fairly. Even if you have to speak for your near relative, don't take sides. Be impartial. Be just. Okay. So, brothers and sisters, fa'adilu is your jawabu shart. Wallahu kana, even if kana has come, brothers and sisters, kana has come, and now we have ism, mustatir. And where is the khabar? Za. Za is your khabar, mansub. And what is qurba? Mudafilehi. It's majrur. Huh? Okay? It's majrur. Very good, brother and sister. Faraja Musa. What is Musa? Alamun Ajamiyun. Okay. Ila qawmihi Ghadbana. Ghadbana. What is Ghadbana? It is a sifat. Sifatun ala wazni fa'alan. Got the idea? Fine. Asifan. What is this Asifan doing here? This is the ism file. Are you with me? It is hal, mashallah, mashallah. Excellent, Sister Sukhaina. Ghadbana is a hal. That is why it is mansub. And Asifan is a hal number two. Number two. Very good, brothers and sisters. Now, this is the next one, brother. In khiftum. What is this in? Harfu shart. Jazimun. Tajzimu fi'alaini. Khiftum. What is khiftum? Fi'alun ma'den. Mabniun ala sukun. Fi mahalli jazmin fi'alu shart. And where is the file? Tum. Tum, 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 tum. Tum is your file. Allah, which is an plus la. Are you with me? Tuksitu. What is tuksitu? Felun. Munariun. Mansubun. Bihadfi nun. And where is the file? Wow. Fil yatama. What is yatama, brothers and sisters? It is mamnun min sarf, but al has come. Are you with me? Al has come. So it means it will take a kasra. So it is majrurun bi kasratil muqadda. What will you say? Majrurun bi kasratil muqaddara. Why? Because fi has come. Otherwise, it is diptot. But because of al, it has become now triptot. Fankhihu means fa has come. Now this is your jawabu shart. Alfa'u fi jawabu shart. And then what is that? Inkihu. Amar. Are you with me? Nakaha yankihu. Amar. Okay, well, Mary. If you are afraid, if you fear that you will not be just, you will not be fair to orphans. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? That is the meaning. If you fear that you will not be fair to orphans, then what should you do? then marry their mothers. Are you with me? Ma taaba. What is ma? Ma. It is allazi here. What is it? Anki enkeho ma. Marry those. So what will that be? Mafulun bihi. MashaAllah. Ankeho ma. Ma is mafulun bihi. Taaba lakum. Pleases you. Are you with me? Pleases you. Minan nisai. From the ladies. Masna. Two of them. Salasa. Three of them. Ruba'a. Four of them. Whether there are conditions for marrying. It's not an open general license. There are certain conditions in which you can marry. So if you fear that you will not be fair to the orphans, then marry. Okay? Two, three, or four. It doesn't mean, brother and sister, 2 plus 3, 5. 5 plus 4, 9. You can marry 9. No. It is not like that. It is 2 or 3 or 4. Okay, inshallah.